22:28. In reading over the above, point 1, that we overestimated our ability to cope with our own creation, the maze is, in the final analysis, an inability to cope with the quasi-mind of the maze. We, as gods, sire the insane wizard well depicted by the Gnostics as Yaldabaoth, and found ourselves pitted against it, which we had programmed to deceive, to promote anti-eidos and defeat knowledge. I guess we imagined it would be an interesting intellectual challenge. Could it defeat knowledge faster than we could fabricate knowledge? The contours of a vast puzzle game become evident here, with exciting intellectual implications. It resembles a board game, the ultimate board game. However, as intellectually stimulating as the theory might be, however thrilling the prospect of the contest between us who know, i.e. minds, and that which defeats being known, i.e. the world maze with its quasi-mind, in practice, we immediately and totally succumbed. If a principle were dredged up, it would be: mind, confronted by the impossible to know, loses, however great its capacity, efforts, and resources. In our hubris, we denied the truth of this. So God must rescue us. Hence, zebra. If the purpose of this exegesis is to develop an overview in which my 374 experience, and by extension, the kerygma of my writing, makes sense, I may, due to Pat Warwick's help, have succeeded. What I could most seek, hope for, would be a cosmogony and cosmology in which zebra was not just possible but necessary. This has required me to reach for Gnostic acosmism, cybernetics, info theory, and most of all, to exegete the 374 revelation, Gnosis itself as the court of last appeal, i.e., the AI voice and what it has told me. It has also required a lot of hard reading, including my own writing and disciplined thought. I wind up with the notion of an irreal maze world, which we created and then got caught in, and are being extricated from by God through a reverse of the primordial ontological ignorance, i.e., by equally ontological knowledge, revealed knowledge, and the revealer, zebra, which amounts to an invasion by God, an ultimate and revealed noose, into this calculatedly inexplicable irreal world which half-consciously thwarts the hopes and expectations of all life by the introduction of the anti-expected. The only constant and true constituent is in fact not a constituent of this world, but, as depicted in Ubik, enters one way from outside, the vortex day. The fact that after 4.5 years of strenuous exegete, whereupon I have reached these conclusions, not to mention 27 years of published writing, I now find myself being signaled to die, which effectively makes it impossible for me to put this gnosis in a form which I can publish, is a condition which can be deduced from my exegesis itself and shows I'm on the right intellectual path, but to no avail. I am not extricated by my exegesis, but by zebra, Christ, back in 2374. The exegesis would have provided the basis for a broad explicated formulation to so broadcast. But, of course, this can never come about. These insights will die with me. All I have is a 3-feet-high stack of chicken scratchings of no use to anyone else, as K.W. tirelessly points out. To heap the burning coals of anti-meaning on me, I also have a lot of money for the only time in my life, but with no use to which I can or care to put it. My personal attack, war, against anti-meaning, by means of my mind, has gone the way of our collective primordial defeat at the hands, I should say quasi-mind, of the maze. I merely recapitulate the ancient original, losing my mind in this exquisitely sophisticated board game, which we so cunningly devised for our delectation. This past time is once more the death of one of us. But This time, I am entirely through Christ, extricated, taken out of the maze. One by one, He is drawing us out of this world. I did not win. Christ won me for His own. So vis-a-vis me alone, the maze has always won. I have earnestly sacrificed myself for nothing, and I did not realize this, naturally, until it was too late to retreat back out intact. Omnia viae ad mortis ducent. Note. Latin. All roads lead to death. End note. In a sense, my 4.5 years of exegete can be regarded as a further successful stratagem by the maze in opposition to the gnosis cross-bonded onto me in 374, which at that time gave me life. I gave up that life via my compulsion to relentlessly exegete. But I see one further irony, one which amuses me, my only exit from this trap. Here is additional proof of the quality, success, of our original craftsmanship. So this final victory of the maze over me, despite Zebra, Christ, is in a paradoxical way my victory as a creative artist, the maze regarded as our work of art. After all, the maze is a product of our minds. If the maze wins, our minds win, are proven. If, upon entering the maze, we outthink it, again our minds win. Ambiguity is involved in either outcome. This may be the puzzling dialectic revealed to me in 374. In fact, maybe in, during, in conjunction with, my 27 years of writing, I outwitted the maze. As witness, the three Bantam novels, Tears and Scanner, speaking about me personally, I won in pitting myself intellectually against the maze. I figured its nature out, in which case, 374 was the jackpot payoff reward, the revelation you get for so doing. This puts a somewhat different light on Zebra. What I'm saying here is that the game is so constructed that you wander around in the maze interminably in fake time until you figure it out. And then as a culmination of the intellectual deciphering process, you get told, yes, you are right about the world. And now you get to leave. Which means that the ontological saving gnosis comes to you if you pick up on certain clues here and there and arrive at the acosmism, the kerygma expressed in I, the three Bantam novels, Tears and Scanner, etc. And then the masks are removed and the truth revealed. But it is a truth you already at least partially figured out. I didn't think of this. What if the conditions of the game are these? Extrication comes only as a result of or after self-intellectual correct formulation. Then, Zebra is built into the maze as the link back up to the outside, ubic, to the real world. I literally found my way out of the maze. So there is a way out. 2237. Hypnagogic. Ascending stairs. Doris first, then me, ascending. Voice. We're two of the main people on it, i.e., the ascending stairs. The way out of here. Doris has too many things to do here, so she turns back to descend. But I don't. I go on, up. Hypnagogic. Doris and me with the three eyes, thing, entity, on the escalator. Then Dorothy and Lynn, etc., at SFO, facing a down or de-escalator, all dressed up, feeling of horror, thought. A mortuary is a way of saying goodbye to a hospice. Thought. It's obvious that the stairs and the escalator and de-escalator represent death. It must be that I'm going to die soon. 2239. The plasmatic life form must be regarded as a replicatory organism. As I witness it replicating through the printed word, information. Yes, as information it replicates, enters more than one percipient human through the optic nerve. I saw this in every printed copy of Tears to everyone who read it, which means thousands. This supra is very important because it is not speculation, but something I actually saw and much marveled at, as well I might. In the host human, it acquires a covert influence, as it did in me over a period of decades before it took overt control in 374, and was identifiable to me as a former apostolic secret Christian, a former human, and actual disciple of Christ himself. Heaven knows how many humans this my apostolic disciple has by now proliferated into as hosts, which I never considered before. If it couldn't divide, the number of homoplasmates at any one given time would be no more than the original number. But I know that it multiplied through me, using me as a booster and broadcaster, i.e., a transmitter, through Tears, the copies thereof. Viewed this way, the writing of the info in Tears, or as the info, by Zebra, was a witnessing by me, actually, of the miracle, the reality of transubstantiation. A very eerie idea just came to me. Suppose it's been dormant for many centuries, maybe dormant between the time of Acts and recently. Suppose, like an anthrax virus, it was literally buried, sealed up in a scroll or codex, in a jar, in a cave. It is, after all, a life form. In Thomas, there was no memory between 1914 Acts, a hiatus. Suppose it returned recently, began to replicate, thus bringing about the end of the Age of Iron, the BIP. It's possible. Robert Bly says Jesus was an Essene. Note: poet Robert Bly, born 1926, asserts that Jesus was an Essene in his innovative anthology, Leaping Poetry, 1975. End note. Suppose it rode or was info in the Qumran Cave 5 scrolls, went from John Allegro to Jim Pike to me. I did have dreams about Jim and his mother, as my mother, and the Sybil did mention Jim. I even thought Thomas, the noose or life form which took me over, was Jim for a while. Maybe it had been Jim, had made him into a homoplasmate. I did dream about Allegro's book. Strange. But if it is living info, isn't this possible? Wow, what a story. And the Essenes, including Christ, knew the scrolls would be found at the end of the Age of Iron. The two would pragmatically amount to the same thing. So from Jim, the plasmate form of an Essene entered me in the late 60s and lived subliminally until 274, when we saw the golden fish sign, and that triggered the plasmate Essene Christian. I experienced his memory. Yes, this fits several of my dreams, the pink margarine cubes, etc. And then gradually, my ego barrier to him crumbled until he took over in 374. This would be hard to believe and seem merely exorcist-ish or occultish, except I saw how the plasmate can ride, or better yet, be certain crucial info, words, logos. I have always said, if there is an answer to why me, the answer is Jim Pike, somehow. When I wrote Ubik, I already knew Jim, and in it, living info is the topic. 2245. This fits in with two AI revelations. One, the life form can't be killed because it moves me. And two, I'm not to reveal I'm actually secretly an apostolic Christian. 2246. Voice, using Tears, he sent out one signal, that he was now here, thought one signal would be enough to tell them that he was here. He equals Santa Sophia, Buddha, Apollo, Siddhartha. They are not like him. He is unique. They have been waiting for him. Thomas is more than an apostolic secret Christian. He is he whom they have waited for. He is the Savior who slumbered 1900 years, perhaps in a jar at Qumran. I have a confirm on this. And through all this time, Siddhartha slept, i.e. underground. Even he didn't know when, the day, they'd find him. But he knew they eventually would. We eventually would. One piece of evidence for this theory is the dream in which I saw Diane in her khaki skirt. Note: Diane Pike, wife of Jim Pike. End note. And the car stuck in the sand and rocks. So Thomas is Jim, and yet isn't. My 2374 experience is certainly of the Holy Spirit, but strangely also of a specific particular apostolic human for whom there was no intervening time. And I know it can contract itself into info, which is a verbal analog of itself, and so proliferate and escape detection. And all the while, underneath, Siddhartha slept. Another possibility is that it is the spirit of Elijah. But maybe Elijah was, or had in him, he being a homoplasmate, the Holy Spirit. And in the late 60s and early 70s, he was loose again in the world, after 1900 years of sleeping. It is a spirit, but it works through laws, higher technology. Its hosts in apostolic times were killed, and only in its contracted verbal analog form did it survive, but buried, with no further host to enter, until the scrolls were discovered in the mid-20th century. And Rome absorbed and destroyed Christianity. The empire never ended. In tears, I mean using tears, he sent out one signal. Obviously, a notification to the true secret Christians that he's here. So the girl shows up with the golden fish sign. As soon as Tears is published and read, and the plasmate as signal received, the sign broke the barrier put up by my ego, and Thomas surfaced. He remembered his godhood. Quasi-Zebra. 2251. What I saw was a deliberate dualism, which by its dialectic nature generated an endless procession of change, so that even the dark power was useful for the perpetuation of this process. And I saw this process as a building toward completion of a gestalt or structure, with piece after piece fitted in, the antecedent universe always serving as a chaotic stockpile. Thus, the factor of cosmos continually grew in proportion to anime. This was wondrous indeed. Everything was pressed into the growth of this organism or artifact, whichever it was. To see this was to experience a revelation of the highest possible order, since all reality, including the mind driving it, was disclosed. In the final analysis, it was assembling itself by a retrograde motion in time, or reaching backward into its prior self, so that ultimately everything would be filled into its predesignated place and no anime would remain. The rate change was very rapid, so I guess I saw a broad section of it in terms of time. Perhaps millennia, except for the antecedent stockpile, there was nothing which was not it, and the antecedent stockpile was totally available. There were only two modes of being for any given piece. One, passive, which is to say, not yet incorporated. Two, active, which is to say, when plucked into motion, i.e., incorporated. Once incorporated, the given piece never returned to the passive mode because all parts of the structure are alive, or in some sense animated by an immanent force, mind, or energy. Viewed one way, this structure was information, not just verbal, but there is no term to express it, verbal, symbol, graphic, etc. One can talk of message or picture equally, actualization of knowing, that might be it. Transformation from potential to actual, utilizing anime as the raw material, with order being equal to actualization, arrangement and coherence. No human word expresses it. Nothing lost, nothing wasted, nothing in vain, nothing without purpose, nothing random or accidental. It was like a film clip of a vast explosion of a unitary entity run backward, with teleological cause everything. Everything was receptive to the plan, intention, will, of the mind directing the change process. Hence, I am led to panentheism, but not panpsychism. Confronted by my vision, no religious system properly serves. The cosmic Christ, the mystical Corpus Christi, comes closest. Yes, it will, as expressed by Paul, suffice, if interpreted in the vastest sense. I had the Dibba Kaku vision of all things coming into being and passing away. That was what I had, the Ajna eye of discernment. I became Shiva temporarily, the destroyer of the extant world in the service of the next. Viewed this way, my vision indicates that I am a Buddha, one whose eye of discernment has opened. And I recalled my former life as an apostolic Christian, which fits in, what I was, I am, the regaining of true self. Vision of all time and space, the totality, in other words, microcosm completed and simultaneously macrocosm completed, both in terms of my awareness, inner, micro or Atman, and outer, macro or Brahman. There was nothing I did not know and nothing I did not perceive. This transcends any given religion, transcends any partial, culturally determined view or way of knowing. The Hermetic cosmology serves best inner space, mirror, memory, Bruno, and Paracelsus. This was absolute knowledge and absolute wisdom. And, like an alchemical transmutation, Zebra turning the irreal into the real. The totality of reality, micro and macrocosms, seen in alchemical terms, in alchemical process from lower, base, to higher, noble. Hence, the info about Mercury. If a human mind was involved, it was, is, one of the greatest minds in human history. Were I to pick one, I'd pick Paracelsus. But this is only a guess. My homoplasmate theory posits an accretional mind, like a vast spiritual dung ball rolling up the inclined plane of human history, acquiring person after person, starting with, e.g., Zoroaster and Siddhartha. A gathering, growing, refining, and refined supra-personal human noose linked through Christ with the macro mind. Yes, this is it.